Here we go again. It's happening again. I hate to say it. I hate to admit that it could come to this again, but it seems that's the case, or could be the case. Major League Baseball was set to return from the All-Star break last night. There was only one game on the schedule. Yankees-Red Sox, the biggest rivalry in baseball. For baseball purists, diehard fans, the setting could not have been more perfect. The weather in the Bronx last night was perfect for a baseball game. 86 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. No threat of rain, no threat of lightning delaying or postponing the game, which has been the case all year in the Northeast. Much like the weather has been down here in the South, the Northeast has dealt with rain all summer. There have been numerous games postponed, especially over the last 4 to 6 weeks because of the weather. That was not going to be the case last night. For fans of Major League Baseball, this is what the league is all about. Yankees and Red Sox. Beautiful July night. Packed crowd at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. But we all forgot about one little detail. The COVID. Yeah, you remember that? The COVID? The woke media's wet dream? The excuse they used all of last year to shut down the entire country and have everyone hide inside from this mysterious virus? It's so deadly. It's so deadly that the average person who dies from the COVID is 78 years old. On average, people who die from COVID have already outlived their average life expectancy. Now, every lost life sucks. No one wants friends or family to lose their lives because of COVID. However, we can't stop living our lives. We can't shut down the country because a virus or a different variant of a virus is spreading that doesn't affect 99.9% of the country. That could be what's coming. Again, I hope it's not the case, but I am a little bit concerned about it at this point because the media, which is supposed to ask questions when a game like Yankees-Red Sox is postponed because of an outbreak, the media didn't ask anything at all. Like, hey, Dr. Fauci, 85% of the Yankees roster is vaccinated, including the players that got the COVID. How the hell can there be an outbreak? Now, that wasn't a hard question to come up with, was it? Hell, when I saw the breaking news last night that the game was postponed due to the COVID, that's the first thing that came to my mind. What the hell's the point of the vaccine if 85% of the locker room is vaccinated and everybody who got the COVID with the Yankees is vaccinated and there's still an outbreak? They're still getting the virus. Oh, the vaccine doesn't prevent you from getting COVID. It just reduces your chances. If you get COVID and are vaccinated, it doesn't affect you as much. Oh, really? I got COVID back in February. I wasn't vaccinated. Didn't affect me that much at all. So why in the hell would I get a useless vaccine that you keep pushing me to get? Call me a conspiracy theorist. Call me whatever the hell you want. But this is just the beginning. They are trying to do it again. These damn socialists, they want us in lockdown. It's not about protecting you from a virus. Studies have shown lockdowns don't work. Hell, Europe was locked down for the better part of a year. Cases were still rising. They are using sports, again, to start the process of locking the country down. Remember last year? Remember how all of this started? Step one of implementing the lockdown was having the NBA postpone their regular season. It was a domino effect after that. College basketball canceled March Madness. Major League Baseball, spring games and college football, the NHL. You guys know how it went down. Sports leagues shutting down everything last year, it basically gave the government the excuse to shut down cities and states. It's for the greater good. That's the excuse they used. The greater good, which is the backbone of socialism, the stepchild of communism. It's always about the collective, not about the individual. That mentality, a collective mentality, it works well in sports when you're on a team. It never works in government. At this point, it's obvious. They're using the COVID to try to control us. There is nothing anyone can say to me to convince me otherwise. Anthony Fauci, I refuse to call him a doctor because he has been wrong every step of the way. But how did this guy, how did he become the leading voice of COVID? This dude has flip-flopped on every issue. Masks are useless. You should wear 3 masks for protection. Kids don't need masks. All kids should wear a mask in school. The virus only affects older people. The virus affects everyone. I don't understand why people still listen to him. Did you guys see what happened out in Los Angeles? What the hell is that dude's name? The mayor, Eric Garcetti. He's another far-left woker. I wouldn't put him on the level of Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, who's trying to convince everyone right now that crime in Chicago is on the decline when they just set records for murder damn near every weekend. But out in Los Angeles, whether you are vaccinated or not, they are requiring you to wear a mask indoors. Next, it's going to be required at outdoor sporting events. Want to go to a Rams game? You must wear a mask the entire game. It's for the greater good. That is, if you're even allowed to go to the game at all. That is my biggest concern with what could be going down. I'm afraid that this is a precursor of things to come. The outbreak with the Yankees, the media is calling these breakthrough cases, another one of their new terms to describe the same damn thing. It's the same virus. But because the players were vaccinated, it's a breakthrough case. Go hide inside your homes. The breakthrough strain is here. Outside of politicians, the woke media, the woke sports media, and the mainstream media have become public enemy number one in this country. Most media has essentially become sponsored propaganda. They're just sponsored propaganda. Their only objective is to spread lies. The entire pandemic, the media pushed the agenda that they were told to push. Their worst case scenario is when cases actually started to go down, when the majority of the population quit listening to their propaganda. The media wants another lockdown. Last year was a full year of nothing but orgasms for these people every day. And it all started with the NBA shutting down. That led to everything else. I hope I'm wrong. I hope things are not heading in this direction again. But it's not a good sign when they are postponing games again because of the COVID. It's not a good sign when they're pushing the ridiculous mask mandates again. For most of us, our favorite time of year is right around the corner, football season. I'm concerned about the NFL. Not that they won't be able to get the season completed. I'm not Max Kellerman. I think the NFL will get a full season in. But I'm worried it's going to be another year like it was last year. Think about where NFL teams are located. Mostly in woke cities. New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Seattle, even my New Orleans Saints with the ridiculous mayor that they have. The mayors of these cities, they won't think twice about banning people from attending games. For the greater good, of course. We're just looking out for you. You ever notice how the far left has basically become the old school Republican Party? When I was growing up in the 90s, the religious right were the fun police. Anything fun, they were against. Gambling, that's a sin. Drinking, taboo. Don't even mention the word weed. I grew up in a private school that thought dancing was a sin. I'm serious. Democrats used to make fun of Republicans and the religious right for outlawing anything that was considered to be fun. Now, the roles have reversed. The far left, not all Democrats, specifically the far left, the woke left, have become the fun police. Want to attend a Major League Baseball game? You can't do that. COVID. Want to go to a concert? You can't do that. Someone might breathe on you and you'll get infected. Bradley Beal is not being allowed to participate in the Olympics later, 2 weeks from now? Because of contact tracing. He doesn't have the damn virus. He might have been in contact with someone who might have been infected at the time. So he can't be on Team USA. It's just ridiculous. The media is pushing this Delta variant, how dangerous it is. They're doing that for a reason. Like I said, countless times. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. But this is the same thing that happened last year. All they talked about last year was the vaccine. Once we have the vaccine, we can return to normal. Now, we have the vaccine, and they still don't want a return to normalcy. Honestly, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I don't know if they're going to be able to force another lockdown again, because I think the majority of the population will either ignore it or just outright revolt. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to try, and they will use sports to start the process. Now, what do you guys think of the Yankees having to postpone their game against the Red Sox last night because of the COVID, with 85% of their players being vaccinated and every player that contracted the virus having the vaccine? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.